away. Your job's a joke, you're broke. Your love life's the away.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Camera Roll. I'm your host, Lady Madonna, and today we're gonna start with the hottest news on TV, and that's, of course, the Emmys. We'll talk about the Emmys in prime time, and then on our late show section, we'll talk about an all-time favorite. Stay tuned through the show to hear the latest movie news on the trailer and discuss one great movie on premiere. This is Premiere. So, this is a big week for season's premieres. Which is a show you can't wait to see? You know, I think the most expected return of air is the one of Two and a Half Men, with Ashton Kutcher filling in for Charlie Sheen. What do you think? Will it be a success? Will it be a total flop out? Ashton Kutcher will not be doing the role of Charlie, of course. He will be coming up as a new character. So a lot of speculation about that. Will there be a funeral for Charlie? Is Charlie really dead, or is he just whipping out of his screen? What is gonna happen? You can tell us what you think about this premiere and all of the shows coming up on Facebook, just like the Camera Roll page on Facebook, or you can follow us on Twitter. The account is at Lady Madonna, that's capital L, capital M, and double N, underscore D-U-C. Well, last night was the 2011 Primetime Emmy Award ceremony. Did you catch it? What do you think about it? Well, personally, I saw the whole thing just for you guys, because I don't usually sit through the whole thing. But it was pretty funny, I should say. Jane Lynch was the host. Jane Lynch is actually the villain on Glee, Fox series Glee. She's hysterical. She was really, really funny. I think she have been the best of the show. But anyway, what do you think about the Emmys? Tell us on Facebook and Twitter. So, let's start with the red carpet on the Emmys. What do you think of the dresses? All the dresses, the guys are all in tuxedos, or there's not much difference in there. But anyway, in my opinion, and I should say that my take on fashion is not a particularly a good one, I think the best dress, or the one that looked the best, was Lea Michele from Glee. She looked really cute in a red dress. I don't know how to explain the look of the dress, but if you go to the E! Entertainment website, I'm sure you can find pictures online. And, well, just Heidi Klum was also gorgeous, but, I mean, she's a supermodel. She doesn't count. But, well, you know, what I really like about the red carpet, besides the dresses, is that you get to see a different side of all the actors. One or two comments that come to mind are, one is from Seth Meyers. Seth Meyers is currently a writer and actor at Saturday Night Live. He's really funny. And he said that he totally understood that he wasn't supposed to be the star on the red carpet, because everyone's just waiting for the dresses and not to see guys in tuxedos. And another comment that I really liked was Jon Hamm, that he was making fun of himself not being able to find an appropriate suit, and he was wearing from the same designer as his wife dress was. And you know, you get to see all kinds of comments. You get to see from scoops for next seasons, or what actors have in mind for the future, or even one or two confessions of being Justin Bieber's fans. Yeah, that was Evan Rachel Wood. She's an actress. She's most commonly known for the movie Across the Universe. Well, she played Lucy. Yeah, Lucy, as in Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And she sings really well, but then she goes and says she's a Justin Bieber fan. Come on, you can't do that. Okay, well, I'm not judging. Oh no, wait, yes, I am. You can't be a Justin Bieber fan and then go ahead and sing Beatles songs. You can't do that. But anyway, the dresses from the red carpet, you can go online and look for them. They're really pretty dresses, but I'm not great with fashion. So, moving on, that leaves us with the actual ceremony. The Emmy Awards ceremony. So, it all started with, as usual, with a really small and funny clip. They usually start these shows with some introduction to what is TV and why is TV the best thing on earth and everything. So, it's the job of the host this year, Jane Lynch, to say something interesting about television. So, this year was no exception, and the clip was really, really funny. It was about, well, Jane Lynch is called into the office of the president of television. So, she walks in, and the president of television is Mr. Leonard Nimoy, also known as Spock from Star Trek. And he says he's really happy to be there and for her to be there. So, he tells her, the thing is, TV is a really great building where we all get to live together. And so she goes into the building, and there are obviously all of the shows. And she goes on, it's really funny because all the stars from the show were on the clip making fun of the shows. And of course she was making fun of the shows. So she went through The Big Bang Theory, Law and Order, Mad Men, 30 Rock, Game of Thrones, all of these great shows. And she went through some of them. And, you know, the best sequences of that clip, if you want to see it, you can actually go to the Emmys page online. And there is a full review of the show. And you can also watch the clips. So, well, the parts I liked the most were the ones on The Big Bang Theory, where she goes in and says, well, I don't really get this whole television thing. And then, well, Sheldon, of course, goes ahead and explains to her how television works. And then the Mad Men sequence was really, really good. She goes in, and they're all, if you have seen Mad Men, you know who Don Draper is. If you don't, well, he's the main character. And she starts saying, oh yeah, because in the future, women don't just work as secretaries, we're really important, we get to vote. And there's this thing on TV where you can actually skip through advertisement. So then obviously those guys that work in advertisement get pretty mad and tell her to get out. So she gets kicked out of the Mad Men office. And well, the best part of that clip actually was when she slushes herself. Yeah, she goes into the Glee part of the building. You know, she goes into Glee, and there's Sue Sylvester like yelling at everybody and saying how TV is really bad for people and only the mediocre shows get a chance and the really good talents get on there. And she then says, well, you're just wrong, and she slushes herself. That was really funny. You can go ahead and look it online. Well, so that's the start, and then comes the monologue. The monologue was not that funny. She makes some references to people who were there. And, well, I think the most funny joke was the one when she says, well, Katie Holmes, if you didn't know, Katie Holmes was Jackie Kennedy on the series The Kennedys. So she was in the Emmy Awards. And that's a first, I think, for her. And that's really rare because she doesn't get out much, does she? Everyone's saying that Tom Cruise is keeping her on their chains in her house. So Jane Lynch actually said, "I would love to joke about her, but I'm afraid of her husband." Well, who isn't, right? Well, talking about the highlights of the night, I think beside the awards themselves, one of the highlights of the night, I would say, the one of the highlights of the night was the Funny Island, the Lonely Island. The performance by Lonely Island. I mean, you know who Lonely Island is? Well, if you don't, there are three guys. Andy Samberg, he's a star on Saturday Night Live. And two of his mates, he went to college with them. And they're really funny. It's like those kinds of people that just get together and make great things together. So, yeah, those three are making a series of musical videos. They make the lyrics, they write the music, and they just do kind of improv. And, well, some of the lyrics are not advisable for kids under 15 years old, I should say. But they're really, really funny. They're actually, I think that was my favorite part of the night, the Lonely Island performance. And, well, they had some dropped guests. They have one piece of clip they did for Saturday Night Live with Michael Bolton. And, you know, Michael Bolton, he's a really great artist from, you will remember him, for the 80s. And he also did one song for Disney. He did the Hercules piece, you know, I Can Go the Distance was called. And, well, he sings with Lonely Island a song that's called Captain Jack Sparrow or something like that. So it's really funny. I am positive you can find on YouTube. And, well, that was the highlight of the night, the Lonely Island performance. And, well, before I give a small review of the winners, I would love to point out the greatest surprise of the night. Who would you think dropped of the Emmys? Well, here's a few guesses. He loves to party, he's by winning, and he's a freaking rock star from Mars with Tiger Blood and Adonis DNA. Well, believe it or not, Charlie Sheen went to the Emmys. He actually looked pretty decent. He wasn't sporting those famous eye bags and black eye marks. He didn't look as pale as the dead. And he was actually able to join more than one word in a coherent sentence. He talked about not having hard feelings toward the 2.5 Men cast and crew. But I really don't believe him. You know, it took him about 3 minutes to say, "I don't regret." You know, he was like, his face, I don't buy it. I don't think he doesn't have hard feelings towards 2.5 Men. I mean, I would. They kicked him out. Of course, he was pretty bad and they're right to kick him out, but like finding out on the TV and online you're not longer at your job, that's gotta be pretty harsh, you know? Anyway, he looked better than he did before, and by before I mean those awful clips of him making no sense at all but giving us all sorts of funny references. Well, now to the real deal. The winner of the night was, even though it's really hard for me to say because I don't love that show in particular, but many of my friends at Meadowlands love Modern Family. Yeah, Modern Family was the winner of the night. He took 5 awards home, including Best Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series and Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy Series. Also, they won Outstanding Writing, Direction, and Best Comedy. Well, maybe they deserve it. Actually, the only award I don't think they really deserve was the directing one, because they were running against one really hard piece of work that was the 30 Rock live show. You know, the director was a woman. She has worked with Saturday Night Live before. She has done tons of live shows. And she actually didn't only direct one episode. She directed the episode once for the East Coast and then once for the West Coast. And may I say it, it was amazing. Yeah, it was awesome. But you know, Modern Family has its good things. These 5 Emmys will make that I think I'm gonna start seeing it. You know, my friends at Meadowlands actually say right now, Modern Family is the greatest show on earth, accept it. Well, I won't, but you know, it should be good. Let's watch it sometime. Anyway, on that was for the comedy. Also, well, if you notice, they didn't win any lead actress or actor. That's because all the main cast is like equally divided. They're all second or supporting actors. And they actually had a pretty great cast. But anyway, that leaves them without any lead actor or actress. So that award was free to go to somebody else's show. So the male lead went to Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. Actually, Jim Parsons is Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory, and Leonard Galecki, that's the guy with the glasses, he's Leonard. Well, Sheldon won. I guess it was a no-brainer. He's excellent. He's really funny. And for lead comedy actress was Marissa McCarthy. Marissa McCarthy is really, really funny, and you should have seen like Gilmore Girls in the 90s. Well, her show right now is not that good, Mike and Molly, but she is really funny. Well, my great disappointing thing of the Emmys was that Mad Men didn't get to win more awards. But, they did win Best Drama Series, and Mad Men is an awesome series. If you haven't seen it, you should. More on that later. And, well, now we're going to take a little break. We're going to leave you with a song that is called It Feels So Good by Steven Tyler. You're listening to Camera Roll. I'm Lady Madonna, and you're on radio.dominican.edu. So stay with us. We'll talk more about new series after this break.
Yeah.
camera roll. Hey everyone, I'm Lady Madonna, your host here on Camera Roll. Remember to follow us on Twitter. The account is at Lady Madonna, that's capital L, capital M, and double N, underscore D-U-C. And like us on Facebook, the page is Camera Roll. You are on radio.dominican.edu. And right now, I would like to say hi to a few people that have answered us on Facebook. First to Carolina Isa, she's my mom, she's always there. And second to two other friends that said hi to us earlier on our Twitter page. And they are Kiki Maurel and Regina Camacho. So hi guys, thank you for being on. Also to Brian Sanchez, who's always telling me to watch Modern Family. We definitely should. And to Tyler that said he was going to be listening. Hey Tyler, are you there? Say something on Facebook. Well, anyhow, that first segment was Prime Time. We're now on our next segment that is called The Late Show. Right now we're going to talk about just one show. So every week on The Late Show we're going to talk about reviews and, you know, main specs about that show. Why you should or shouldn't listen to it or see it. And for this week, we're doing a great, great show. It has won many awards. It is pretty well done. And it's one of my favorites. And the show is Mad Men. I said earlier that I was really sad Mad Men didn't get any other award, because, you know, Mad Men is one of the best series on the last years. If you like The Sopranos when they were popular, you would probably like Mad Men. It's that kind of series. Okay, so not in the hard action or blood or mobster thing, more in the complex scenery and characters that had previously, you know, The Sopranos or shows like HBO's shows. So if you like that kind of complex shows that maybe you have to think about the plot, not just watch and laugh, Mad Men is your show. So Mad Men is an original AMC series. It's actually its first original series. It first aired in July 2007. Well, Mad Men is a series that follows the professional and personal life of Donald Draper, or Don Draper as we friends call him. He's an enigmatic executive for an advertising agency on Madison Avenue. By the way, Madison Avenue is the... From there it comes the term Mad Men, for Mad is from Madison, and Men is for Madison Avenue Men. So that was a term used in the 60s to refer to the people who made advertisement in the 60s on Madison Avenue. So it's obviously a fictional series, but it has a lot of history on it. It has historical things, bits of facts and fun things that if you know your story and know something about the 60s, you will see it on the show. Well, after 4 seasons and several awards, Mad Men is one of the best series on the last few years, like I said before. It has everything you could expect from a drama series. It's set in the 60s, like I said, and it has a really intriguing plot. You actually don't get to know the main character really well until, I think, middle of the second season, because he's really enigmatic. He has a lot of things to him. You know, he's a pretty complex character. Sometimes you hate him, sometimes you love him. And... Well, actually, the role of Don Draper is filled by John Hamm. So, ladies, he's really cute. If you don't like serial things, you can just watch it for him. He's really handsome. But anyway, it's a great series. It's really well conceived. It goes beyond the classical plot. It doesn't get your attention just for the characters themselves. You get a really good glance of the America in the 60s, the way people acted, the way human relations were conceived, And well, the cast is really, really good. John Hamm, as I said, January Jones as Betty. January Jones, you could remember her from X-Men First Class. And well, a lot of great actors and actresses. The characters are so well conceived. When you get to the third season, you really feel like you really know your characters. You'll get to love Dawn, to hate Betty, because she's like they say in the series, she's just stupid and mean. You end up feeling sorry for Peggy, and you'll go hating on Pete Campbell. You really get to feel like they're really, really real people. So, well, there's another incentive for you to watch it. Mad Men airs on summer. It's a summer series, and it only has 13 episodes per season. And there wasn't actually a series this last summer, because AMC had some problems with the budget. So they thought they were gonna cut it out, but then they just said, well, we'll keep it off this year. But next summer you will get a new series of Mad Men. So by 2012 we'll get a new season of Mad Men. So you have till July to get addicted to it. And I mean addicted because you will be addicted to Mad Men once you start watching it. It's a really, really good series. So if you can't get AMC, like in Mexico you can't get AMC, there are some pretty good websites you can find Mad Men, or you can also go to Blockbuster or another video store. They should have the first four seasons, well, maybe just the first three, but that will get you started. And when, like I said, it's a really, really, really good show. Right now, we're going to have this is the top stories at the bottom of the hour. On the latest news, New York Yankees Mariano Rivera made today his 602nd save, making him the leader on saves on the Major League of Baseball records. The previous record holder was Trevor Hoffman. Dolores Hope, widow of the actor Bob Hope, died earlier today of natural causes. She was 102 years old. A 6.9 earthquake in Nepal leaves 38 people dead. According to official reports, more than 90 were injured. Official numbers on the airshow accident in Reno, Nevada, now rises up to 10 deaths and close to 70 injured people. Those were the top stories at the bottom of the hour. I'm Lady Madonna, you're listening to Camera Roll only on radio.dominican.edu. I'm gonna leave you with a little song by Green Day called The Time of Your Life. We'll be right back.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Everyone, I'm Lady Madonna, and you're listening to Camera Roll, only on radio.dominican.edu. Now we're going to our movie segment, and this is called The Trailer, where you get the newest of the movie business. Well, first we're going to start with the box office for this weekend. This weekend saw some pretty good movies on theaters, and the lead of the box office is The Lion King. Yeah, what? Is 1994 again? No, wait. Is Lion King on 3D? Yeah. So, take that, people who don't like 3D movies. The Lion King made over $30 million on its first weekend. Way over the movie Drive, that was considered to be the favorite for this weekend. Drive only made $11 million. That's still pretty good. But, you know, Contagion, that has been on theaters for 2 weeks, made more than Drive. Contagion made $14 million. And that, with the 30 from last week, is $44 million. Who'd have thought that a movie about people dying of a huge disease will get so many people going to see it? Contagion is supposed to be really good. I haven't seen it. I'm not a great fan of disease movies. But actually, the review said that it has a pretty different take on most, like, people dying because of diseases movie. It has a pretty great cast. Stars Matt Damon, Lauren Fishburne. Who else? Oh yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow. Well, so many stars that I don't have the whole list, but it's like 10 really good stars. They say Lauren Fishburne is pretty good in it, and it's also released on IMAX. Maybe that's the reason why it's making so much money. But anyway, that last week was also a pretty big week for Star Wars fans, because it was the Star Wars Blu-ray launch. Yeah, so people who love Star Wars have been waiting a lot of time for Star Wars to come out on Blu-ray. And George Lucas, as always, is playing with our feelings and telling us you'll get it, but not yet. And it's finally out. To commemorate the event, London made a huge lightsaber. A tower in London was decorated as lightsaber and had a huge light, and they lit it up on the day the Blu-ray was launched. They say it was amazing. You can find the pictures online, also a video of it being lit. And Actually, Anthony Daniels, who plays C-3PO on the series, was the one to light up that lightsaber. And, well, to gather up with all the Star Wars thing, Star Wars is also joining the Stand Up to Cancer movement. Stand Up to Cancer, if you don't know it, Stand Up to Cancer is an association that fights breast cancer. They sell t-shirts, clothes, they made runs, they made marathons, they made a really great music event, and all the things that come from that event are donated to help research and helping people fight cancer. So Star Wars, with some of their strings, and Stand Up to Cancer made a video with some pretty great comedians. Andy Samberg for Saturday Night, Bill Hader, Emma Stone, that Chinese guy that I can't remember his name, he's on Community, he's a Spanish teacher on Community, he's pretty funny. Well, they all gather up and made a really, really funny video about Star Wars. They're on in front of a widescreen saying all their lines from the movies, and they get dressed up and get to fight with lightsabers. And the funniest thing on the video, I will say, is Bill Hader's impersonation of a Tauntaun. If you don't know what a Tauntaun is, maybe you shouldn't watch that video. But anyway, Bill Hader is really, really funny. He makes like, and dies and says the line of Han Solo like, and I thought this made bad on the outside. Well, it's really funny. Now, staying away from Star Wars, this was also a great weekend for Disney because I don't think many people knew The Lion King still had that kind of magic. Was it the 3D that got so much money into it, or just The Lion King's natural charm and magic inside the movie? Actually, two of my friends over here went to see The Lion King over the weekend, and they all said it was pretty good. I mean, what can go wrong? You already know the movie, you already like the movie. The only difference is the 3D. More on The Lion King later on. Well, also this weekend were released the movies that weren't as successful, but they said they're pretty okay. Straw Dogs, that's a really violent film with James Marsden. If you like the kind of action and horror thrillers, well, you may like it. And the other movie is a comedy, that kind of comedy that at the end has a little good message in it, is with Sarah Jessica Parker. The movie is called I Don't Know How She Does It. In other news, Disney Studios confirmed the production of a Lone Ranger movie featuring a kind of Don Quixote and Sancho Panza relationship between the Lone Ranger and his sidekick Tonto. The Lone Ranger will be Armie Hammer and the sidekick will be Johnny Depp. The movie will be produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, who also produced Pirates of the Caribbean, and will be directed by the director of the first Pirates of the Caribbean film, Gore Verbinski. So, that's it for movie news today. Stick with us. When we come back, we'll make a review of The Lion King. So, this is Camera Roll. You're on radio.dominican.edu, and I'm your host, Lady Madonna. We'll leave you with a little song, a little country song by Carrie Underwood, that's called Before He Cheats.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Before he cheats.
trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seat. I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, I sliced a hole in all four tires. Maybe next time I'll think before he eats you. I might have saved a little trouble for the next girl, 'cause the next time that he cheats, oh, you know it won't be on me. No.
Welcome back to Camera Roll. Well, that was our movie news segment. Now it's time for our next segment. That's called The Premiere. The Premiere is a segment like the one about TVs where we talk about just one movie. You can leave us a comment on Facebook. The page is Camera Roll. Or on Twitter at the account at LadyMadonna_DUC. Lady and Madonna with capital L's and M and double N. You can leave us what movie you would like for us to comment on the next show. But this week is one of my personal favorites. That it's okay, so no, it's not a Star Wars. Okay, so it's the Lion King. Lion King that got a re-premiere last Thursday on theaters. The Lion King was first seen on 1994. I know people who say it's an old movie. I don't think it is. I think it's a timeless movie. But anyway, it's an awesome movie. Besides, it's now on 3D, so that makes it available on Blu-ray and DVD. It has been remastered for its DVD and Blu-ray versions. So I haven't seen it yet on theaters. They say the image quality is really good and the sound is as good as ever. You know, I really love the Lion King's production story. It has an amazing balance. As far as design goes, the guys who made that movie did an amazing research job. So they said, why do we have to think of it as an animated movie and just think from what we think we know, like many people used to do in that time? But they say, okay, so let's go do some good research. And they actually went to Africa. They took safaris, took pictures and sketches of animals, landscapes. They really got into the African culture. So, as you could see, all that research really paid off. on the unforgettable sequence of I just can't wait to be king. You can see the detail on the pictures, the colors, everything just screams Africa. I mean, that opening sequence, I think is one of the best sequence on ever on a movie. Opening sequences is, well, the circle of life. It really gets to you. Well, the story, of course, is appealing to people of all ages. It may be just magic, but it's really inspired on the stories of Moses, Joseph the Dreamer, and Hamlet of Shakespeare. So put all that together and you get the Lion King. There's something really, really incredible about the plot. The voice talents are also unforgettable. Matthew Broderick does the voice of Simba. Jeremy Irons is a really scary Scar. Whoopi Walrus, Shenzi, apparently the only smart hyena in the whole kingdom. And James Earl Jones, who's also the voice of Darth Vader, gives the voice to Mufasa. Well, The Lion King is also one of the best soundtracks you will ever find. The score music was done by Hans Zimmer, who also made the soundtrack for Pirates of the Caribbean, Gladiator, Thelma and Louise, and The Da Vinci Code, and many other soundtracks. And keeping up with the Disney tradition, the movie has some pretty good songs that were written in the music and the lyrics by Elton John and Tim Rice. And all of the music is filled with brushes of African music and choir elements, like you can obviously see on the opening sequence. So, altogether, The Lion King is not only one of the best animated movies ever made, I think it's also one of the best stories ever told on film. If you had seen it, you know what I mean. And if you have not seen it, then go. Run. Go now and buy a ticket to see it on theaters or rent it on a DVD or Blu-ray. Because it's something you cannot miss. It's really, really good. You should see it. So, that's it for our premiere segment. We'll take a short break. But when we come back, we'll have some pretty good gossip and rumors for you on our segment called The Red Carpet. So go ahead, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay tuned. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm Lady Madonna, and you're listening to Camera Roll. I'm gonna leave you right now with a little song that's called Time to Pretend by MGMT.
Decision to live.
Welcome back. I'm Lady Madonna and you're listening to Camera Roll on radio.dominican.edu. Now we're gonna take a tour to the red carpet. Well, on the newest gossip, in a recent interview, Brad Pitt said that for 5 years he had pretended to be someone he wasn't. That's right, he said he was never a happy married man when he was married to Jennifer Aniston. Though he said it wasn't because she wasn't amazing, it was kind of his problem. So, come on Brad Pitt, it's been a lot of time since you guys break up. You're not about to make us change our mind. We don't like you for breaking up with her. So, well, anyway, that was kind of a hard thing to say, don't you think? Why don't let it lie down? Already, it's been a lot of time since it. A lot of water on the bridge. In another news, Disney star Selena Gomez, that, as you all know, and if you don't, I'm gonna tell you, she's girlfriend to pop star Justin Bieber. Yeah, they look pretty cute together, although I don't like either of them. But she was spotted recently rocking a tattoo on the inside of her wrist. The tattoo read Justin. Later on, it was confirmed that the tattoo was only a Sharpie writing of her boyfriend's name. So, well played, Selena, well played. You don't want to end up with an awkward tattoo situation once you guys break up. Like the famous Johnny Depp Winona tattoo that now says, why not forever? And the Angelina Jolie Billy Bob Thornton tattoo. Well played, Selena. You're not gonna end up like those guys, probably, in more than one sense. So, remember how around the Oscar and Golden Globe time, it seemed like every woman in Hollywood was pregnant? Like Penelope Cruz, Natalie Portman, a lot of comedy actresses like Tina Fey and Jane Krakowski? Well, of course, that was in February. Now they all have kids. So Natalie Portman was spotted with her son, that's named Aleph, in Switzerland. Penelope Cruz and Javier Bardem were spotted with their baby Leo enjoying ice cream in Sarajevo. And Mad Men's January Jones said to be doing great going solo with her newborn son, Sandy Dane. And 30 Rock stars Tina Fey and Jane Krakowski also had their respective kids. Actually, on the red carpet of the Golden Globes, Tina Fey joked around how they were planning on taking Jane Krakowski's pregnancy into the show as part of Jenna's character. So, but they eventually decided on just commenting on it because they all agreed that Jenna would be such a terrible mother. So they decided not to do that cruel thing to a baby and having Jenna have a baby. So, some years ago, you may recall, some actresses became famous for the way they got over cars. If you will remember Lindsay Lohan, maybe Paris Hilton, Britney Spears, they all had not really glamorous shots of their getting out of limousines, vans, cars, anything while sporting short skirts. Well, we thought those days were past behind us, but apparently the paparazzis are saying, oh, learn how to get out of cars to Britney Spears, because she was spotted, well, you know how paparazzi are, but they actually got some pictures of her getting down of a car recently, but as an improvement, she actually was wearing undies this time. So kudos on that. Although she doesn't know how to get out of a car, she at least knows that some things could be spotted and she's taking precautions. So anyway, I know what you guys want to hear is about the Two and a Half Men premiere. It's actually in about 2 or 3 hours. And as you all know, Charlie Sheen is no longer on that show. And coming up is Ashton Kutcher. I think it's a really good addition. Ashton Kutcher is actually pretty funny. Not all his movies are good, but if you remember him from That 70s Show, he was actually pretty funny. But anyway, if you could think of a better way to get him back at the show who kicked you out as getting a show, a different show in the same time, you could tell Charlie Sheen. But he decided to get on a new show on Comedy Central, the same time, the same day. Yeah, so he thinks he's winning with that. I don't think so. I personally will watch the Two and a Half Men premiere. What do you guys think? Are you going to watch the Two and a Half Men or Charlie Sheen's Rooster on Comedy Central? What show are you expecting the most on this week? Today's also the premiere of How I Met Your Mother, though I think we're no closer of figuring out who is the mother. We know for certain that we'll be on, like, today's shows, we're going to be seeing Ted Mosby as a best man at Punchy's wedding. So, the Charlie Sheen roast is today at 10 on Comedy Central. We got that from our manager, Stu, hi to Stu, that's listening to us all the time. So, it seems like you can watch both things, Two and a Half Men and Charlie Sheen's Rooster. So, let us know. Oh, Charlie Sheen's also having a show on ABC, though I don't know when is it airing. That's probably the one that's at the same time CBS. Well, I don't know. Will you watch Charlie Sheen? Do you want to see him making fun of himself? I don't know what it's going to be about. He certainly gave us a lot of material. He seems to be a rock star from Mars, having Adonis DNA and Tiger Blood. He's by winning here, winning there, winning everywhere. Well, I don't know. But go figure. Same time or not same time. What will you see? Well, anyway, today I'm going to be watching Two and a Half Men and How I Met Your Mother. What series are you looking forward to? This week is practically every premiere. Well, not all of them, but most of them. So, this is all the time we have. Tell us what you think about the show on Twitter and Facebook. The links will be soon on the radio.dominican.deu page for you to click on them. This was Camera Roll. I'm your host, Lady Madonna. Don't go away. Stay tuned on radio.dominican.edu because now comes another show. And that is DJ Tortula on Splice. So stay tuned. I'm going to leave you right now with another song by Maroon 5. It's called Wake Up Call.
Didn't hear what you were saying. I live on all emotion, baby. I answer questions never maybe. And I'm not kind if you betray me. So who
Who the hell are you to save me? I never would have made it, babe. If you needed love, well then ask for love. Could have given love, now I'm taking love. And it's not my fault, cause you both deserve what's coming now. So don't say your word. Wake up call, caught you in the morning with another one in my bed. Don't you care about me anymore? Don't you care about me?
You saw the